My warrior just took out.
James
two
left.
Warriors.
He told me to tell you he left because he needed to go home and go to bed.
Oh, that's not intended.
I didn't hear anything about Daniel leaving.
Daniel's still here.
I was gonna say, wait a minute.
Oh, so Candace knows the Daniel in real life. Interesting. Yeah. All right.
Oh crap! I was unmuted.
Maybe.
Brother named Daniel.
Moments from the Polycast Cooperative Civilization multiplayer experience. This is Turncast.
So we should have, like, what, three games?
Yeah.
I see about 13.
About 3:30.
Yeah, it's 13, 14 if Mackie shows up.
Maybe four games, then.
Yeah. Oh, easily four games.
Yep, four games.
The five, probably.
So, Candace, are you going to host a game number two, I guess? I don't know. Actually doesn't matter to me. You know what? I'm going to stop asking it quite like that. Who wants to host another game? And then
I'm Candace. Why don't you do it?
Innes.
Who other than Candace wants to host a game?
Well, I mean, I always do, but I never said I want to.
I
will.
If you guys are satisfied with the way my computer hosts games.
Nope. No,
it's satisfaction could be better.
Anybody else?
I don't know. I don't Bueller? Have the best computer in the group. But.
I'm in Fuzzy's game.
I was just about to start asking, but what
Good
we... Okay, all right, we should have one more person hosting a game. Myself, Candace, Fuzzy, and... What's that, Exeus? Are you volunteering? Oh, that's so kind of you. You sure?
I didn't hear Exeus.
I'm sure he said, yep. He said he was going to...
You know, that's pretty funny, Dan. I figured the voluntold thing was a sailor trick.
No.
Nope.
Scott
no.
volunteered to host a game.
Yeah.
Sure, fine.
Scott sounds thrilled. All right, so Scott's going to host game number four. All right, then. Sounds good.
What about game number five?
My internet speed is like 1/10 what it normally is right now. That's
who's torrenting?
Are you on the
That's
water?
A good question. That's a good
Are
question.
You on the
I do have a brother sitting behind me who might be torrenting.
You should
just a second.
Punch him anyway.
Just punch him.
Smack him about the head.
Like everybody with siblings is just like, you punch him.
He claims no torrenting, but I hear. And now he's trying to hastily defend himself, even though he doesn't realize that I'm.
What?
He's not actually, but I like to say it whenever I can, so he gets all.
How old is your brother?
He's 23.
Oh, okay.
No, 22.
I heard that.
A little sensitive about that. We see.
He's not that old yet. Come on, Candace.
Yeah, I'm dumb.
Yes, you are.
Did you agree?
Yes.
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 Sorry.
Oh, boo.
And Ernst?
Scott Forward settled on me.
Uh-oh.
I was going to plant a city pretty close to there.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well.
Curses.
I was going for the freaking floatstone, so I'm trying to go Pyridian.
Yeah, it's cool. I was planning to do the same thing, but I guess I can relocate to grab the Xenomass instead.
Titanium!
Hey, Scott, do you have a quest for this satellite that's next to my capital?
No.
Because it says if I explore it, it'll interfere with another colony's pursuits.
Let me check. I didn't think it. Hold on. Oh, for fuck's sake, I do, apparently.
Okay.
We know it's right near your capital, but it's somebody else's quest.
Alright, I'm at Purity 3 now.
Why do I have no affinity levels?
That might
I'm
be a problem.
Purity 2. I don't know how to play this game.
We're turn 1 of 2, though, so I'm not going fast at all.
Dude, you may want to revisit your quest and or tech choices.
Can't really fulfill any of my quests.
See previous bit about tech choices.
But I did the ones that I needed.
And
clearly not,
units.
Because you don't have any affinities.
Jeez, I'm still building more of these? Holy crap.
God, I just have so many units all over the place.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
It's not like they're... It'd be one thing if they were right by each other or something, but these are just everywhere.
My heart bleeds purple panther piss for you.
What?
Nice.
What?
I like that.
That's very creative.
I haven't heard of that one before. That one's interesting.
That was poetry.
So, Uber, there's a crash satellite outside your capital.
Yeah, is that? Does anybody have a quest for that?
I don't know.
Let me check.
I did not mean to declare war on Elity. What the heck?
I was about to say,
are
you ready for that?
Oh.
Oops.
Well, don't forget, they flopped it around, so no is on the left side, and yes is on the right side.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Jeez.
No, I'm not kidding. They put it there because they're counterintuitive to everybody.
It's okay to say you don't know something, Cat. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we don't know shit.
Speak for yourself!
We have Indonesia in the game?
Yeah, north of me. I'm probably and stuck on the top of the map by my settling.
Yeah, the Indonesians are settling aggressively towards me.
But the thing is,
that's where you are.
Indonesia is completely blocking me from discovering the rest of the world, so...
I'll be sure to send a nuke up, a scout up there.
Wow, I see Brazil got all up in your face there, Yig.
Whoa.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Also, he's allies with Ragusa, so this is going to be awkward.
For Exeus' benefit, Pedro settled Sao Paulo on the border, like already touching upon settling. 3 hexes from his capital. Wow.
That's not duty at all.
No, not at all.
At least he's on the river.
Also unlocks building the Statue of Zeus. Maybe I should just build Statue of Zeus.
Oh, maybe you probably shouldn't.
Oh, you're doing it? Alright, I'm continuing my...
Let's see, who is the tech lead?
They're hustling.
Some dude I haven't met yet. Well,
I hate when that happens.
You don't meet dudes?
Okay, sound off. Where are you on the literacy ranking?
Sound off like you gotta pay.
Third.
Let me see your war face.
Let me see your war face. Ah!
I'm gonna spy on the Korean capital.
My democratic picks say one, but it looks like France and the leads look a little confusing.
Well, no, we can both be one.
Whatever.
If we have the same number of technology.
If you're not first, right. Right.
Literacy is not me.
Okay, well, yeah, fuck it, I'm just I'm using him as a spotter in Seoul. Never mind.
Same.
Nuke here!
Oh, Bauer, our spies are going to be Seoul men. Because...
Well, that's more than the alternative of them being Seoul mates.
Was there any kind of pain that you had to get used to before you could just start consistently delivering these awful puns?
Hey, just because he makes dad jokes.
I'm wondering if he even feels pain.
It's like the Terminator of puns.
Date all the women.
E-Cat, I'm assuming you're going to go for Mount Fuji?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Never mind. I'm gonna not be a dick.
Because your settler is too slow.
Well, I literally had a settler about ready to settle the city, and then I get an embassy with him, and I go, oh, okay, hi. I'll not do that.
Oh, yeah, what's up? How you doing?
Awkward.
Hi. Fuck you.
Oh.
What?
Whoa! I think that's the first time I've ever heard E-Cat drop the F-bomb.
In that case, I gotta go settle a city.
Fuzzy, why are you picking on Hong Kong?
Only if it was England.
England actually doesn't exist anymore.
I don't know, because I gotta get close enough to Greece to start hurting them, and I don't know. Not killing them.
You need a landing zone near Greece.
Yeah. I need a base of operations on their continent.
Yeah, I am suspicious of this assertion.
Yeah.
Hong Kong. Why? Is it not strategically sound?
I actually can't see through the fog of war. I'm just giving you shit. I think he's a little jealous, as silly as it sounds, because I was telling him about being on Polycast today and all that. So I think he's doing the whole.
Actually get jealous over this?
Wow. Believe it or not, yeah. It's crazy, isn't it? When I mentioned I was on it, he's like, "Gee, I should probably join the forums and start talking to people and playing more multiplayer." I'm like, "Wow, okay, man, cool." Jeez.
No, I'm just impressed you actually know somebody in your real life that plays Civ and knows what Polycast is in that context, because I know nobody in my real life that plays Civ. Haven't for almost my entire life.
Well, actually, I met a girlfriend through Civ, believe it or not. I didn't know she liked me. She kept visiting and talking about the game. I thought she was just being polite, right? But she learned the game to date me.
Oh.
Hey, you can quit bragging now.
Wait. I don't want you to take this personally, but I fucking hate you.
And, like, are you mad I would kill for that girl?
You mad, bro?
Record dates and range, July to August, 2014. Civilization 3 Clips, copyright Infogrames Atari, Civilization 4 Take-Two Interactive. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net.